The following message is a presentation of Ligonier Ministries, home of the radio program Renewing Your Mind with R.C. Sproul.
In the 19th century, one of the most important philosophers in Europe was Søren Kierkegaard. And though we're not going to be looking at Kierkegaard today, I just want to mention in passing that he was known affectionately as the Danish gadfly. That little expression, gadfly, refers to somebody that kind of stirs the pot by flittering around from group to group, engaging people in serious discussions and thought. Well, the first philosopher in history that was known as a gadfly was Socrates. Socrates was called the gadfly of Athens because of the controversy in which he was engaged by trying to provoke people to think more deeply than they were accustomed to doing. Socrates is famous for initiating the phrase, "The unexamined life is not worth living." And his passion was to get people to do just that, to examine their lives, to examine their thinking. Not to just accept ideas uncritically because they were in vogue or because they were popular, but he wanted to lead them to a kind of self-critical analysis, to challenge assumptions that were accepted just by the transfer from one generation to the next. And he lived at a critical period in history, not only for the history of the Greek world, but for the history of Western civilization. In fact, some people have argued that ancient Greek civilization was at such a critical moment when Socrates appeared on the scene that he not only saved the civilization of his own nation, but that he was the at least temporary savior of Western civilization in his time. Now, to understand that kind of an evaluation, we have to take a step back and look at some of the background. Socrates.